Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Messages about how to care for yourself. I did not want to make this episode because I feel like we live in a world where everybody's always like trying to tell us like what we can do better. And I didn't want to feed into that, especially when it comes to like self-care and all that. But when I tell you, you have somebody on the other side who is really trying to get through. This felt very much like this was coming from a grandmother who has passed, a mother who has passed. There's like a little angel in heaven that is with you and watches over you and wanted to talk to you about how you're caring for yourself. This felt very female, kind of female lineage to me. So I'm thinking grandmothers, you know, godmothers, aunts, just little angels out there that are wanting to just encourage you and remind you to put yourself first. So I'm going to do my best to, not be pushy with the information, but also honor the information that's coming through and trusting that it is finding you at the right time. So let's get into, we actually have seven messages. That's how much they had to say. I was like, there are some pushy Cuban, Jewish, Greek grandmothers out there, you know, just like trying to get through. Because usually, you know, I'm like, I try to stick to five, but they're like, no, we have seven. So enjoy, feel all the goosebumps, because I feel like when past loved ones come through, there's always a ton of goosebumps. That's how I feel them the most. And that's definitely what we have going on here. So let's go get into our messages. Message number one. Slow down, not your pace, but your mind. So this felt like, your life is very full. So of course you're going to move with a pace and you're getting things done and all of that is important. But there seems like the mind is moving way too fast. It seems like your mind thinks it can do 17 things when honestly it's meant to do one or two. So we're really being asked to get a hold of that wild horse, you know, that runs. And it really just starts off with some awareness, right? Like being like, oh, wow, like all these things that my mind is saying, like, I don't really have to go by this. I don't really have to listen to this. I don't really have to be a prisoner to all these different thoughts, especially when you get into that place where like you're really in your head and you forget that you have a body. That's what this is about. The best way I know to find awareness is through meditation. And I know many of you guys think you don't have time for it, or that it doesn't work, or it's not worth it. It's time, guys. It's truly time. Your life is flying by, you know? It's just flying by. It goes by so quickly. And that only a dead person would say that, you know, that like life is going by so quickly. It's going by fast. And the less awareness you have of this thing that's driving you, the less opportunity you're going to have to actually be here. So this is about being present and realizing that like your thoughts are not always the truth and that the present moment is where it's at and not necessarily like where your mind is trying to take you. And the only way to actually see that is to sit in quiet and recognize your thoughts. So we are definitely being asked for meditation. We have a ton of meditations on the Clarity app if you'd like to meet me there. If not, I do a simple 10-minute meditation, put my timer on, sit there, just follow my breath, like really try to stay connected to my breath and just watch what's going through and observing what's going through my mind, but not getting caught up in it. I love the book, which I will put in show notes. I think I'm going to say it wrong. Everywhere You Go, There You Are. Great kind of intro to meditation book, great to listen or to read. It's a simple read. So we're being asked to no longer let that drive our lives. Like it's not allowing us to be creative. We're actually like not even making our own choices. We're not being present. We're like, you know, so obsessed with like this idea that we don't have time and that we're not, you know, we have to be there for our kids and all this kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter if we're actually physically there, but our brain is somewhere else, then it doesn't matter. You know, it's like really about being present and allowing your soul to be driving this ship rather than this mind that just kind of races. So there's a little bit of racy mind, and you do not need to live that way. It's just not worth it. That's what I'm getting. Okay. Message number two. It seems like you're having thoughts of a better life. You know, like those moments you're like, oh my gosh, like imagine if I had this job, or if I lived over here, or if I wasn't with my husband, or, you know, if I didn't have kids, like all of those like deep, scary thoughts that we think of that are just kind of signaling to like what our idea of a better life is. That life or those desires are meant to be explored. And I don't mean we're leaving kids, we're leaving husbands, but it's almost like there's more to that daydream. And it looks kind of random right now because you're just like not really sitting with it and trying to understand it, right? Like it's probably not like leave kids, but there's probably like something there. There's a truth that's trying to come out, and you're really being asked to explore it. It could be like, imagine if I owned an ice cream shop. Imagine if I owned a bookstore or whatever. Like it's a message, and you're almost like letting it just like come and go, but you're meant to actually like sit with it and really give it some attention and be like, okay, really, if I would pay attention to you, what does this actually mean? Like, what is the life that I'm really dreaming of in this like little scary closet that I have? Because it seems like there is this underlining stress in you that keeps running because you're not looking at this daydream. Like this daydream that you have, there are answers to releasing this chronic stress that you're in, and it's coming from this dream. So that dream is important. I'm not saying we're taking the dream at face value, because it seems like it's kind of like a sentence right now, or it feels very eat, pray, love, you know, but it is not, there's more to it. It's like actually like sitting with it. And I teach this all the time, like when I'm teaching intuition and soul reading method class, that's one of the things that like when people are like, I'm not getting enough, or they're like embarrassed of their messages, or they come and they give me like two words as their message, I'm like, there is more here, but we have to sit with it and hold focus with it and stay here. And that's how we get more. So it almost seems like you're getting something, you know, but it feels like such a pipe dream, and you're almost kind of tossing it off as like you doing this when you get like really stressed or when you're like really over life. You don't realize that there's actually like something to this. And also you're kind of scared of it too. But bring that phrase forward. Like if the phrase is like, I wish I could open an ice cream shop, or like imagine if I lived in Italy or whatever, like write that down and use that as a point of focus. So just take that little pipe dream, sit with it, see what else is there, let it talk to you, let it share, and just start where you can, because it really just wants to be heard. It wants to be seen. And there's just something about like being in denial of this desire is actually causing a very strong energetic mismatch, and it's running behind. Like, so if you're kind of struggling from some weird like stress symptoms like skin or like, you know, diarrhea or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, like I've done all the things, like what's happening? It looks like there is this thing in the background, like this little stress that runs in the background because of the denial of this quote unquote pipe dream. And we are truly being asked to unpack it a little bit, to not be afraid of it, to look at it. It does not mean you have to listen to it or do anything to follow it, but it is being asked for a little bit of time and a little bit of focus. There is something there. There's something that wants to be said. Hey there, friends. Allow me to quickly interrupt our podcast to let you know that my signature intuition training program, Soul Reading Method, is now open for registration. Yay! This is a great program for anyone feeling like they have intuition but can't always count on it. Or if you're looking to understand yourself at a soul level, this is for you. In the program, we're going to learn a ton of intuition techniques like reading energy, connecting with your higher self, reading timelines, predictions, and accessing the Akashic records. At the end of the program, you'll be certified as a soul reader who can perform a full soul reading, which is my signature reading that people love so much. And the reason people love them is because I'm reading the soul. And that is my hope for you at the end of SRM, that you can understand your soul and where it's trying to take you. We will meet once a week for 6 weeks to go over the techniques. I'll answer questions and practice with you. And in addition to our weekly live meeting, you'll have 2 practice circles per week with our teachers, Beck and Sean, which is a crowd favorite. After you graduate, the fun continues in the Clarity app, where we hold monthly intuition circles just for graduates. So this is like your way to keep together and keep practicing and keep in touch. It's truly a beautiful community and transformative experience. If this calls you, please grab your seat as spots are filling up. And if you're still on the fence, join our free Instagram live series that's going on for the next 2 weeks, titled Intuition for Real Life. Details to join are below in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Message number 3, whether you know it or not, you are a creative person. Some of you, I think you know that. And some of you, my sense is that nobody caught that you were a creative person growing up, and you were kind of ushered into a very structured kind of, you know, straight line kind of way. And this loved one that's trying to come through to talk about how to care for yourself is definitely saying that you're a creative person and it's time to put together a body of work. It's time to put together a gallery show is what I was getting. And don't take that literal, right? Like some of you might be like, oh my God, yeah, I've been working on these paintings and I want to put them all in one place. But for others, it's some sort of creative project. Maybe it's a book of essays. And I feel like you feel like you are being creative sometimes in life, like here and there. Maybe you're being creative with your kids. Maybe you're being creative with the way you dress. But this is about like doing something hard, like a start to finish, even if it's, especially if it's not going to make money. Like it doesn't have to make money. It's not about work, but it's about being like, oh, I created a line of these necklaces I was working on and I'm going to celebrate them once they're all done. Like there's something about like starting and finishing, and you don't ever have to pick this up again. Like you don't have to continue this collection, but it's time like to really know that you're creative. Fine, that's one thing. But the second step is to understand that it's time to actually create a full body of work. And that is going to change everything for you, because it seems like you really get to see yourself when you start and finish this body of work, because it's like you're not really clearly seeing who you really are without understanding that you need this. And that's why this is an episode about taking care of yourself. Like you need to create, and also it seems like it needs to be created like in a structure or in a package, because it's going to reflect back to you and give to you. So it's like this is a way that you give and really take yourself seriously is kind of how it makes me feel. So I was almost getting like, this is all the therapy you need. It was what I was getting. It's like almost like all your trauma, all your stuff gets like figured out through this creative project. But it's a start and finish project, and it could take 3-5 years. I don't care how long it takes, but it's for you to understand that there's like a start and a finish to it. And this changes, and this helps you see truly who you are. And it becomes like easier to take care of yourself when you see yourself through this lens. Message number 4, you probably know this, moments of silence. I was seeing that you need a lot of moments of silence. It seems like your environment can be very loud, whether that's your workplace, whether that's your home, whether that's your city, wherever it is. And it's not crazy that you need silence. I require a lot of silence as well. And for me, the afternoons get like really rowdy here because I live with 2 boys and a man. And man, do those people love their TVs, you know? And it gets loud around here. And it is a lot for me. So I will constantly have to be like, guys, I have to go off to one room or whatever. My husband has caught me before, like on the floor, all lights off in the guest room, just like laying there because I have like a sensory overload. And it's okay. Like at first when Benny would see me do that, he would freak out. He'd be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, nothing is wrong with me. I actually like, I just need to reset with silence and with like no sensory. And then now he finds it like as a normal thing. He's like, oh, Nikki's just doing that weird thing that she does. He doesn't need it. I do. And it's funny, the boys don't, like my boys don't need it at all, but I do. I do see my daughter Allie needing it. Like she needs to kind of close off and go by herself. So I don't know if it's like a woman thing, but it does seem like you need moments of silence. And it's almost like you don't allow yourself or you think it's weird. It's totally okay to need moments of silence. And that might mean, you know, going into the closet, closing the closet door. That might mean going into the car and like closing the, you know, wherever you can get your moments of silence. Hopefully, and, you know, hopefully you can also map some of these out. Maybe you're like, I'm going to go into nature for 30 minutes, not talk, not bring my AirPods, not listen. That seemed like something here too. Like moments of silence means like when you are alone, and you do get some alone time, like you don't need to fill every alone time with music or a podcast or content. You can also take a drive with nothing, with like not hearing anything. This really seems like this is a very simple way to care for yourself, that it's really going to calm your nervous system and kind of like let yourself go back into your body. And if like you don't already know this, you're welcome. Now you know. Message number five, this is when I absolutely knew. I was like, this is like somebody's Jewish mother or a Jewish grandmother. Or like, this is somebody's like, you know, like I feel like those cultures, Cubans, Greeks, Jewish, like the Italians are so similar. Named the culture. I was like, this is how I knew it was like somebody's mom or grandmother. And it's because they were saying that changing your look will organize your life. I was like, this is somebody's like grandmother, like trying to be kind about like this disheveled look that we have going on. And basically saying like, listen, if you just make it simple that you wear, you know, these three slacks and you have like these four shirts and kind of almost like a uniform, that is actually, even if it's just for a small amount of time, it almost looks like that really organizes your life. There's something about the way you're dressing that's reflecting like some sort of overwhelm or disorganization that you feel like you have in your life. And I was getting that like when you get this look, it's almost like a capsule look together, like a super simple like capsule kind of look, and maybe even it's like a simple haircut or something, that this is going to shift you and like let you see yourself totally different. And it might sound like a silly thing, or it might even sound overwhelming to like get to that capsule place, but this disheveled situation is making you feel worse and more overwhelmed and more disorganized. And this feels very simple to me. Like it feels like it actually eliminates a lot of what's going on in your closet. So it probably like starts in your closet. I'm thinking about Kat, who is my, you know, she's the head of operations at the company and she's my right hand. And I remember, you know, Kat's European and we love to do this like kind of European American thing, like back and forth. Like I'll show her like the giant cars that we drive and then she'll show me like the tiny cars that they drive. And one day we were exchanging closets and like sending pictures of closets, and like her closet was the like, I mean, it's a capsule collection. Like it was really like, these are the few things that I have. These are the colors that I stay with. I dress it up with these few things. And it was just glorious, you know? And I was like, I'm not even sending you a picture of my closet. Like, absolutely not. So anyways, this is the message here. I work with somebody who I love very much, Paola. If you DM me, I'm happy to send you her work. She does these really cool style essence readings, which I really love. And then also can help you with your closet and your style and all that, but in like the spiritual way, the way that we love it. So if you need some help with that, just let me know. But yeah, changing your look will organize your life. Message number six, I couldn't do this messaging without thinking about kids and family, because I felt a lot of resistance to this episode because I was thinking about all of us that have a ton of responsibilities and we have jobs and kids and families. So that's part of like why I didn't want to do the episode. So I definitely asked about, well, what about kids? What about these like responsibilities that we have? Like, how is it that we can take care of ourselves in this way that sounds so magical? And of course, we would all love to do it, but we have these little humans typically that live here. And I was getting that they were kind of laughing at me, first of all. Like the vibe was like, ha, 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 like taking care of kids is not that hard or something. And I'm like, yeah, because you guys came from these other eras that like you totally just like let kids grow up on the streets, you know? So, and like us millennials, like working overtime to, you know, fix all the things that the boomers and everybody else did, you know? So what I was getting here was like that what's most important is to think about running the family like a CEO and thinking about like instilling values, thinking about instilling structures and organizations and like repetitive, like I almost saw like repetitive things like repeating values over and over again, repeating like these few small things that like stick with the kids, even like as simple as like chores and that kind of stuff, being consistent. So maybe it's like, I read a book and put the child to sleep every single night. And like, as long as I know that I did that, like that kind of helps me, you know that I'm like still connected to the child or whatever. So it's like, it's definitely quality over quantity is what I was getting. And it's like our role is meant to curate these experiences for the kids. So to not feel bad if you feel like you're like handing off some of the things with the children, but it's like you are the one choosing these curated experiences, right? Like my middle son's in school for many hours. And sometimes like now that he's snowboarding after school, he'll be with his school until 7 o'clock at night. Kid might as well go to a boarding school, right? But I like chose that experience for him and I curated that experience. And that is like still me being his mother, if that makes sense, that I'm not the one taking him snowboarding. I'm not the one doing those things, but I'm curating this like life and this experience for him. I'm curating who he's around. I'm making those kind of choices. I'm introducing, you know, both my husband and I, right? We're introducing activities to them. We're introducing them to different things. And like, that is more of the role rather than this idea that like, I need to be there all the time for everything or that they like need me for everything. So funny. So my youngest child, of course, you know, like the youngest, man, they're just like the swagger, right? Like he just does not need me as much as the other ones do. And like, it's a little uncomfortable for me, my little Capricorn. And the other day I was like, you know, I wake up in the morning and I make sure to look at, I woke up after the kids because it was a weekend and Benny had made breakfast and stuff. So I come out and I make sure to like look at both of them in the eyes, give them hugs, like, you know, to my husband, to my boys. Like it's just like something I'm very aware of. And like my older son like really needs like the connection and the touch and all that. And Ethan, my youngest, is like, he's just not that, it's like, he's just like not insecure that way, if that makes sense. And I go and I'm like, oh, I couldn't really reach him to like give him a hug because I was like on the one side of the couch. He's like, it's okay, mom. I got it. I don't need it. I don't need it. Like he was just like, he's like, I'm good, mom. I'm good. It's okay. And I was just like a little heartbroken by that moment. But I think what he was saying was like, well, listen, if you're just like reaching out to me and giving me a hug because like you think I need it, just let you know I don't. If you want to hug me with other intentions and like spend time with me with other intentions, cool. But not because you think I need it. Like something is going to be broken in me if you don't give this to me. It was like he understood this in the moment. I was like, man, I really got to change the way that I address him because he's such an older soul. And he's like, no, that whole like codependency, thinking I need you, like that's not the vibe. We can interact if you come from another place, which was so funny. So now I've been like trying to switch like and make sure that I am not giving from that place, right? So that's kind of like, yeah, it's like kind of what the kids are saying. I don't know. They're just, I don't have all the answers. It's not a whole episode on like kind of how to be there for the kids. But overall, I was just getting the vibe that like us taking care of ourselves, I know some seasons are harder than others, specifically when the babies are really, really little, but there is a little bit of a too much guilt and like too much thinking of how much we're going to mess them up if we don't do X, Y, Z. And that is not really the truth. And that's not really what's going to happen. And again, that's us like reconnecting to our minds and realizing like what's running the show. I think that's also like when we go into that art and maybe do that harder project, that idea of like therapy and like learning about ourselves, like we will learn about ourselves there. Like there's these other things that are going to teach us the truth about our parenting and about our parenting style and what the kids really need. And it comes from awareness. So I'm just getting that this idea of like us not having time is a little false. And lastly, message number 7 was water. Very simply, drinking more water, but also it seems like some of you live by the water. And if you do live by the water, actually going into the water, seeing the water, sitting with the water, this is super like going in the water. Maybe for some of you, you know, you need ice, like those cold plunges. Not for me, guys, not for me. I need the heat, not the cold. But like me, I have a creek on my property. So I go visit the creek often as much as I can. That's a lie. I don't go as much as I can, but I go. So this is about like visiting water and drinking water. It seems like a lot of problems would be solved if we weren't so dehydrated. I love that meme that like a friend of mine was passing around recently that was like, my body, oh, I'm thirsty. My brain, oh, I need a latte. I'm like, yes. Like, okay, like we go for the caffeine before we actually go for the water, which is like what the body needs. Like a lot of issues will be solved if we look at like the amount of water intake that we're, you know, and it could be like an easy thing. And just overall, I was getting from you for you guys is that you're doing a great job and you've paid your dues in many ways. Like I feel like you've already proven to your loved ones and to the things that you care about that you care and to trust that you have planted that seed. And now it's time to put yourself first. Like it truly, truly is. Like, you know, nobody's ever going to judge you for like not giving it your all because you've given it your all for all the things that you're doing. But now it's like, how are you giving it your all for you? Like nobody else is going to do that but you, right? Like your kids are so lucky they have you. But if they don't see you giving yourself your all when they become parents or when they get older, that's going to switch. Or if you're not around when they're older or whatever, they're going to accidentally think like, oh, okay, well, like now's the time in my life where I don't put myself first, where I don't care about myself, because that's what happens when you adult, you know, and that is not true, right? Like we will always be our first parent. Like that inner parent has to come forward. And we're really being asked to care for ourselves better because there is more for us. We have more to offer. There's just more that's going to come out of us, but it's not going to come out of us unless we invest within ourselves. So I hope you got what you needed from this episode. I'm definitely going to listen back. And I hope you know that there is somebody on the other side that really loves you and is watching over you and is sending you these beautiful messages. All right, friends, I will see you in the next episode. I love you much. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.